Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Thursday, 15 January 2026. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Chief Justice Luke Malaba refuses to go on leave ahead of retirement. Shock in Guruwe as suspect leads police to bodies of missing mother and son. And former Minister Olivia Muchena taken to court over unpaid vehicle loan. And now for the news in detail. Chief Justice Luke Malaba is reportedly refusing to proceed on leave ahead of his retirement in May, opting to remain in office until his term officially ends. Malaba presided over the opening of the 2026 legal year in Harare on Monday, a role sources say was expected to be taken over by Justice Rita Makarau. His continued stay follows the controversial 2021 constitutional amendment that raised the retirement age of judges from 70 to 75, allowing Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend his term. Efforts to get a comment from the Judicial Service Commission were unsuccessful. Shock has once again gripped the Guruwe community following the exhumation of the bodies of a mother and her son who had been missing since March last year. The remains were recovered from shallow graves at Sahondo Farm on Saturday after police were led to the site by murder suspect Enimo Zicha, who allegedly confessed to killing and burying the two. Reports further indicate that the suspect also disclosed information linked to a third unresolved murder involving an elderly woman from the Nyakapupu area, believed to have occurred in October 2025. Former Higher and Tertiary Education Minister Olivia Muchena has been dragged to court by Parliament over an unpaid $32,653 government vehicle loan. The debt relates to a Ford Ranger T6 purchased while she was an MP in 2013. Parliament says deductions were made from her allowances, but a large balance remains. Muchena has filed a notice to defend the claim. The case has sparked criticism of government ministers and officials who failed to repay public funds, with citizens calling for stricter accountability. Chitungwiza South MP Maxwell Mavunga has warned that the worsening state of Seke Road now poses a serious danger to motorists and commuters. He says deep potholes are disrupting traffic and increasing the risk of accidents. Mavunga has appealed to the Minister of Transport to urgently intervene. At least 33 state-funded teachers in Glenview Mufakose have been affected by the government's decision to withdraw teachers from private schools and redeploy them to public institutions. Some teachers say they were issued with abrupt transfer notices without clarity on their new postings. Teachers' unions have criticized the process, calling it chaotic and unfair, while the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education says the move is necessary to address shortages in public schools. A video circulating on social media showing two Zimbabwe Republic police officers allegedly harassing a female vendor has sparked public outrage over police conduct. In the footage, one officer is seen physically handling the woman in a manner many viewers describe as degrading and unprofessional. Citizens have since condemned the officer's behavior and are calling on the Zimbabwe Republic Police to urgently investigate the incident. Residents in Chipinge have raised concern over the deteriorating state of the 60-kilometer road linking Checheche, Chipinge Town, and the Mozambique border. The road, managed by RIDA, reportedly received fuel donations for repairs last year, but equipment was allegedly diverted elsewhere. Critics say the abuse of public resources continues to stall development and are calling for accountability. People in Chiredzi District are facing serious challenges in obtaining birth certificates and national identity documents due to shortages of basic supplies, including printing materials, poor network connectivity, and frequent power cuts. Chiredzi Central MP Ropafadzo Makumire has questioned the government's commitment to decentralization, saying districts should be able to procure basic tools without relying entirely on Harare. The trial of former Foreign Affairs Minister Walter Muzembe has been set for 28 and 30 January and 3 February 2026. His earlier court appearance was postponed due to administrative issues. Muzembe faces charges of criminal abuse of office and theft of trust property and has been on remand since July last year. Citizens have criticized government's allocation of $10 million for local content production at the Zimbabwe's Broadcasting Corporation, saying the amount is insufficient and may not benefit independent producers. Critics argue that public funds should support diverse and inclusive programming rather than politically aligned content. In news from local communities, a Hopeli man, John Chamboko, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after being convicted of attempting to sexually abuse a minor. The court cited strong evidence and upheld the victim's testimony. Zimbabwe and United Nations Women have reaffirmed their commitment to promoting women's empowerment and gender equality following a high-level meeting in Harare. United Nations Women Deputy Executive Director Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda praised Zimbabwe's role in advancing women's participation in trade, diplomacy, and peace building. Some residents in Weza have expressed concern after reports that Chinese investors may be allocated large tracts of land. Community members say natural resources must be protected for future generations. In international news, Madagascar is strengthening its military ties with Russia during its ongoing political transition. The Malagasy presidency announced that Moscow is supplying new military equipment and has sent a delegation to train the armed forces in its use. Training for various units based in the capital, Antananarivo, is underway. The presidency stated that While it is open to working with all countries, Madagascar has historically sourced its military hardware from Russia. This cooperation follows a political crisis last October when a coup d'etat ousted the president Andry Rajoelina after widespread protests. And in sports news, Zimbabwe under-19 cricket coach Elton Chigumbura says his team is confident ahead of the ICC under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup, which begins today. Zimbabwe opens its campaign against Scotland at Takashinga Cricket Club in Harare. Senegal defeated Egypt 1-0 to book a place in the 2025 AFCON final. Sadio Mane scored the winning goal in the 77th minute. Senegal will face host Morocco, who beat Nigeria on penalties. And now, to end this bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Chief Justice Luke Malaba refuses to go on leave ahead of retirement. Shock in Gurue as suspect leads police to bodies of missing mother and son. And former Minister Olivia Muchena taken to court over unpaid vehicle loan. And that brings us to the end of our bulletin. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambi.